Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Horford to Pajamski at the top side. Triple, that's good at the buzzer. And that's how we'll end the third quarter. The Warriors came out of the locker room a little sluggish, but they have regained the momentum and go to the fourth quarter leading by 24. Brandon Pajamski will put on the headset for me right now. 22 minutes for Brandon, 15 points, 4 boards tonight. Job well done. And Brandon, first of all, how much did you guys need a night like this tonight? There just haven't been that many of them this year.
They're always good. It feels even better after a loss. But definitely need them throughout the year.
You know, the rotation has been kind of set up now by the coaching staff, and you're coming off the bench. So now what's your checklist when you're on the bench? What are you looking for? What type of things do you try to pick up watching the starters get going that will help you when you get in the game?
Be a spark, all facets of the game, offense, defense. I think me and Melton are doing a good job off the bench, providing a spark, adding some scoring. Just offense, defense, try to do everything we can and just keep it going.
So how, I won't say easy, it's not easy. You guys are pros, you work at everything, but playing alongside DeAnthony, what does he do for your game?
Really good scorer. That's what he's kind of known for. Kind of 3-and-D guy that can do a little bit of everything. So just another player that kind of like me out there. And I think we've been doing pretty well together in the short time he's been back.
We've had a lot of road games so far this year, 21. I think only Atlanta has played more. But you're in this stretch right now. We're in California for a while. We have the only road game was in L.A. Are you getting some time maybe to kind of gear back up by being at home?
Yeah, not having to pack a suitcase, nothing like that. Being able to eat home-cooked meals, being able to kind of settle into a routine since we're playing every other day. So kind of getting that routine down of what it looks like in the off days in between and then the game day. So it's been a nice flow. I think we've got 4 more left, so we just finished halfway of the homestand. So we got 4 more to go.
Now, final question for you. You know, with the roster the way it is this year, there are nights where Steve Kerr is going to give you guys the day off the next day. Do you take advantage sometimes to be able to get in and maybe get some shots up on some of those days?
I try not to take any off days, even if we're off as a team. My body functions more that way. Obviously, last year I was out due to injury during this time. And when I came back from injury, I kind of find a flow that I like to have and really not take any days off. Even if it's a day off on the court, I try to just get in there, move around, keep my body moving. So I found a flow, and it helps that we're at home here. But I try not to take any days off.
Well, you guys are 3 games above 500. You got the Knicks coming to town on Thursday. Great job tonight off the bench. You had 15 points, 4 boards, an assist, and a couple of steals, and was plus 18 in the plus minus. Job well done, sir.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you guys.
Take care. The Golden State cruises to a 119-97 victory over the Portland Trailblazers. Golden State goes to 3 games above 500. And you may not think it's a crucial game being in the month of January, but it does give Golden State a 3-game lead on Portland. And again, you may not think that's all that important, but Portland's in the play-in bracket right now, and the Warriors are in the play-in bracket right now. So getting an extra game on them is important, especially when you consider that Portland has the easiest schedule in the league starting tomorrow. So that's something to keep in mind and keep your eye on. If they get reasonably healthy with that schedule, they could move up. So this is a game the Warriors really needed to get, and they got it. Cruising to the win as they outscored the Trailblazers by 14 in the first quarter. By 12 in the second, they were outscored by 2 in the third. Portland threatened to make a run and outscored by 2 in the fourth. Led by as many as 29, but they never trailed and led wire to wire en route to this victory. A couple of good points about this game was, one, Draymond Green, Jimmy Butler, Steph Curry didn't play in the fourth quarter. That's a great thing when you can give those guys a night off and give them a chance mentally to kind of regroup while watching some of their teammates succeed. That's always a good thing. Second thing is, Steph Curry, who had averaged 40 against Portland in the first 3 games, and that's not me using hyperbole, he averaged 40 a night. in the first three games against Portland. He scored only seven tonight. It's a season low for him. You could tell early he was not looking for his shot. He wanted to get everybody else involved. And what happened? He ended up with 7 points, but he handed out 11 assists. Warriors with 34 assists on 42 buckets. Anytime they get plus 30, you know that's a good sign, and usually they win. Coming into this game, they were 12-2 when they were getting 30-plus assists on the night. And when they make 15 or more threes, and they made 23 tonight, their record was 15-7. So all in all, a good night for Golden State to get the victory, get set up for Thursday when they welcome the New York Knicks. And again, that's back to a normal start time, 7 o'clock the tip, 6:30 with the pregame show. De'Anthony Melton, season high 23. He was our electrifying player of the game, and he was 9 of 14 from the floor. It's the 24th 20-point game of his career. And again, as I mentioned, a season high. And it's as high as a dub. Last year, his season high was 19 before he was injured. He's now scored a double figures, 5 of the last 6, including the last 4. Ninth time this year, scoring at least 10 points. And by the way, for Steph Curry, it's his second 10-plus assist of the season and the 148th of his career. So the second wire-to-wire win, the other one was at the Chicago. And Golden State, as I mentioned, bounce-back win after a loss against Atlanta. We're to a man going in the locker room, talking to coaches and players. They all said the same thing. Atlanta outplayed us. They beat us. And that's easier for a team to take than a game where you think they should win and they don't win. And I think the Warriors were pretty happy about how it all ended up. I mentioned New York with, not that the loss to Atlanta ended up, but the fact they were able to bounce back and got a win tonight, and I think they were okay with losing because once in a while you're going to play a team in the NBA and they're just going to beat you. They're just going to be better than you that night, and that was the case with the Hawks.